The Five Points neighborhood was really impacted by a fire a couple of weekends ago, and a young man was apparently killed in this incident that happened right above Rosenberg's Bagel and Deli. This was right at Five Points, 27th and Welton in Denver. Shane Richardson's life was lost, and condolences to his family. Police are investigating the circumstances of that incident. But downstairs, the bagel shop was affected as well. In studio this morning, Josh Pollock from Rosenberg's Bagels and Deli. And good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
Everybody's been wondering, where you at? Where you at? When? So first, I noticed that everybody sort of pulled together. That kind of thing pulls a neighborhood together.
Absolutely. The local community, and specifically the restaurant community, has just, you know, shown such an outpouring of support. It's really been amazing.
The restaurant business around here in Denver can be pretty intense. So maybe even a little surprising, but kind of heartening, because we all sort of think about, well, what would we do in that situation? What would we want people to do? People are like, well, what can I do? What kind of help do you need? You're shut down.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about your to-do list. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down. Fire investigators, insurance, contractors, health department.
Yep, the list goes on. There's a lot of things that, unfortunately, we'll have to deal with, but because of the support of the community, because of the help of insurance, you know, we'll be able to come back stronger than ever.
Well, you're pretty strong to start with. What's the time frame? What do you think it's going
to look like? Unfortunately, we're looking at least 3 months. You know, extensive damage to the building, really in the area where all the mechanical equipment was. So taking apart the oven, taking down the walk-in cooler, replacing on the walls behind that where a lot of the plumbing and electrical and gas was run, as well as some structural damage to the building. It's a historic building here. It was built in 1898. So,
yeah, and you know, in that building, first of all, it's seen a lot over 100 years. A lot of things have happened in Five Points since that place was built. You know, I didn't even realize that there were two apartments above.
Yep,
above your business.
That was part of so Dr. Renee Cousins King and I.
Yes,
were part of the Welton Street Design Challenge, where the city awarded us some grant funds to fix that building up because of how old it was and all the things it's seen. It had a lot of work to be done to it.
Right, and so like if you're just driving down Welton Street, just you obviously you see Rosenberg's, you see the businesses there, but you know when you look up, you don't really realize that there's actually, you had a couple of tenants up there in a totally refurbished apartment.
Absolutely.
You know, there's this whole thing where you got the 715.
Mm-hmm. Club 715.
That's also being redone as well. Were they impacted at all?
They weren't, luckily. Okay. And we're also building out the building on the other side. That used to be a little record shop back in the day, but we're opening a European-style bakery there with my pastry chef, Jay, and his partner, Michael, who's a longtime Five Points tenant. And luckily, they weren't affected. I just, you know, when we were talking to the fire marshal and all that, they don't build the buildings like they used to.
Right.
So
these
buildings have seen a lot. I don't believe it's the first fire in our building. It definitely wasn't the first fire in the 715 Club.
Yeah.
So.
Josh Pollock from Rosenberg's Bagels and Delicatessen in the house this morning, about 3 months at earliest. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we got to have some bagels, and you
Absolutely.
Need something else to do than all
Indeed.
The paperwork.
Indeed.
So what are you doing?
So this Saturday, you can find us at the Five Points Jazz Festival.
We'll have a
booth.
Pop-up,
and, a little pop-up there, and we'll be selling things other than bagels that we were planning on doing anyway for the event. The weekend after that, we'll be at the Source Farmers Market. It's an indoor farmers market. They're starting on Sunday the 29th. And you can look at our Facebook page to find us on the weeks to come. We had a successful pop-up last weekend and really enjoyed seeing our regular customers and our friends from the Five Points community come out, and we're able to get some hugs and condolences. And
yeah,
the great thing about Rosenberg's is you walk in there and you could be in New York. I mean, in the city. I mean, just some of those exotic fish. slabs that are laying on there, man. Those are amazing. You know, I haven't seen anything
it's
like that.
It's locks, man. Yeah. You got to have some locks.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, you said something about working with a taco restaurant, too, coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight I'll be a guest chef at Los Chincones at 25th and Larimer. I believe that starts around 5:30, and we'll be doing a Rosenberg-style taco, so a smoked salmon taco, some of that exotic fish
in
a taco.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
My goodness. Josh Pollock, Rosenberg's Bagel and Deli Shop. We look forward to having you back there. Keep your spirits up, man, and we'll get through this together because that's what neighborhoods do.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
Yeah, you're most welcome, Josh. And I just want to put this out to everybody. When you come to Five Points on Saturday, definitely go by and say hello to the staff and well wishes to all of you, because in the short amount of time, and how long has the Rosenberg
been
open?
2 years in August.
2 years. It's like, to me, it almost seems longer. It seems like you've been part of this neighborhood longer than the actual timetable would suggest. It's great. You guys have done great work.
Thank you so much.